Welcome back to Wylo's Party Line on this Monday. Let's thank our sponsors, Encompass Credit Union, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Rec Capture, Edward Jones Advisor, Simple Time Antiques, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, plus Welty Custom Exteriors. I'm Kevin with Ken over there. Joining us on the phone is WLFI meteorologist Chad Evans. Chad, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning to you guys. How are you?
We're doing all right,
we're
man.
We're fine for as much snow as out there. I think we're doing all right.
We're kind of hunkered down. We're waiting to see what happens here.
You and I were talking that we timed this out just right, that the next time we talk, we'd have a nice weather event to dig into, and it's panned out very well today.
I hope the next time we talk, we're talking sunshine and blue skies and 82 degrees.
That might be a little early for that next month, but that's all right. What should we expect on certain time frames for weather today?
Well, guys, the first round is coming through right now. From what I've seen so far this morning, we've had anywhere from about 1 to as much as 4 inches of snow area-wide. The heavier totals well north of Frankfort. I know here in Greater Lafayette, we've been measuring anywhere from 1.5 to 2 inches. Now, how much have you guys had there so far?
Well, that's kind of hard to judge. I mean, it's been snowing harder and harder. So
I think about an inch.
I'd say at least an inch. Maybe we're probably getting close to an inch and a half. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now.
And that makes sense. You know, the first round, it's like, you know, an inch and a half, just as much as 4. But this is going to taper down here pretty soon, and we're going to get a period where we can kind of clean things off and rest a little bit, because the much heavier round and the round with more wind comes in later this afternoon, this evening, and then right through tonight before it ends tomorrow morning. And that's going to be the round that gives us a lot of trouble, I think, getting into the overnight hours. And even, you know, later this afternoon, once it starts, it's going to come down almost immediately heavy. So things will go downhill very quickly later today.
I have seen reports, instead of saying 4 o'clock, I've also seen reports that say after midnight it's going to get heavy. It's, you know, do you expect early or later?
My thought here is that I think once it does move in, it'll be immediately heavy. And I'm thinking a little earlier now from what we've been seeing today. I mean, the snow coming out of Missouri and Arkansas and down that way right now, it's racing northeastward pretty quickly. So if we time it out just right, I would think getting into the evening commute, it's going to really start to overspread the area.
Okay. All right. But then also, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think we have another one coming in Wednesday night and then Thursday. Am I correct in that assumption?
You sure are. You know, it's very interesting. We've kind of, you know, one theme of February was, okay, you know, late January, you know, part of our winter forecast, it was cold and rather snowy in late January. Then we had a big, big warm up in early February, and then mid-February was ice and snow and cold. Well, the thing is, the entire first half of February, it has been cold and snowy. So we're in this very kind of active, kind of wet weather pattern, but when it's cold, when you're in a wet weather pattern and it's cold, though, it's going to be snow and ice. So we're going to continue to be in that pattern. And I do expect, you know, later Wednesday night into Thursday, we're probably going to have another accumulating snow. It's unclear how much. And there's been some question as to whether we're going to get a little ice thrown into the mix, too. And that could happen as well. We'll have to keep a close eye on that.
Okay.
But certainly, the one we're getting today and especially tonight, that appears to be the biggest one of the week.
Okay, one request. Keep the snow and ice. I mean, keep the ice out of here. We'll take snow. I have no problem with the snow. I don't want to deal with the ice.
But, you know, we've seen too many national stories this week with these massive accidents, like down in Texas and and areas down in the southern plains. And you know, I brought up a good point to a meteorologist I know. We were kind of talking online, and all those elevated highways in Dallas, they just keep building up because they can't really build out downtown. So you've got like 5 or 6 highways laid on top of each other. And when it gets cold down there, which isn't frequent, but when this does happen, it's a lot worse because every one of those bridges freezes up because they're all elevated downtown Dallas.
So did I also, I thought I saw your forecast saying that come this weekend, I think it was Sunday, I think we're going to see temperatures above freezing. Is that correct? But that can still make it some problems, too.
It really could. We're going to run into multiple issues because, you know, once we get this big snow, you know, the round this morning, the round tonight, going to add up to probably around 10 inches in the Frankfort area. I went 6 to 12 area wide. The issue then is the melting and how quickly we melt, because there's some indications that, you know, once we get past next weekend, we could see a surge of 50s come in here and what could be an inch of rain. And if we get an inch of rain and we get 50s and all this water's locked up in this snow, we've got to worry about some flooding. Creeks on the rise, rivers on the rise. And then you get ice jams because everything's kind of iced over now. And then when that ice starts to break up and we get a lot of rain, you get an ice jam and a creek backs up. We had that on the Wildcat back, it's been several years ago, you know, where we had a big ice jam and upstream we had a big flood because everything backed up. So, you know, we're kind of trading one thing for another here over the next couple of weeks.
Another thing I was kind of curious about is that, yeah, today, tonight, and tomorrow, we're going to have wind issues. What about the stuff coming in a little bit later in the week? Are we still going to have wind with that, or is it going to kind of calm down a little bit?
You know, that looks like a lot of wind, too. I mean, you know, winds right now are gusting 20, 22 out there. We've got a little minor blowing and drifting going on. But, yeah, like tonight, it gusts 30 to 40 at times, and then I think we could have 30 to 40 mile per hour gusts at times. Wednesday night and into Thursday, too. So, you know, where we live, where it's pretty flat and open, you know, a 25-mile-per-hour wind with this kind of powder will blow around quite a bit. So, yeah, that's going to be an issue. And I think tomorrow morning's really going to be rough. And tonight's really going to be rough with heavy snow and blowing and drifting just everywhere. You're going to see travel alerts popping up all over the place, pretty much every county in the area.
What kind of advice have you got for everybody for the next week or so?
You know, just hunker down, stay tuned to forecast. The light is at the end of the tunnel, if you will, for snow, that is. The pattern's going to change, and it is going to start to warm up. But just allow yourself a lot of extra time. And, you know, tonight and early tomorrow morning, if you don't have to be out, don't be. And know that once you come in this evening, I would just kind of hunker down for the night and not try to get out at all.
Okay. Well, it's a good thing that today's a legal holiday for a lot of people. And
Yeah. That was kind of what I was thinking, too. It's like, that's the good thing. The more people you can keep in, the better.
Mm-hmm. Chad, anything else you want to bring up, talk about before I let you go?
Well, if I had any good news at all, is that I think we're still on par to get some much, much warmer weather in March. I mean, March warms up anyway, but as you know, March sometimes goes either way around here. We can have a really awful March, or we can have a nice early spring and a nice March.
Yep.
And I think with time in March, it's not going to be a bad March. I think things are going to improve in a really nice way, especially once we get past about the 5th or 6th of that month.
Okay. Kevin, you got anything else?
No, we appreciate it, Chad. We just thought it'd be cool to have you on, and I think Ken's got that where we're going to have you on at least once a month and everything, so we know you're busy and always appreciate your time.
Hey, you know, I love all our viewers, all our spotters out there, and it's a real pleasure to be able to talk to you guys. Just get the word out and, you know, keep everybody safe for sure.
Okay. Appreciate it very much.
Hey, Chad, real quick, how much participation do you guys have at WLFI when we get a big snow or something? Do you guys usually ask for photos that you could upload to your Facebook page?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, as long as, you know, as long as any photo is taken safely.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a whole network of spotters. I've got a really great spotter in Frankfort, Randy, who always gives reports. And then there's another spotter north of Frankfort that gives reports. So any snowfall reports, anything over that way, there is nothing better than a pair of human eyes. I mean, I can have every tool in the world, but a pair of human eyes is best.
All right. Well, Chad, always good to talk to you. And if you ever think we need to know something before we call you, don't hesitate to call us, all right?
Hey, you got it. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Thanks, Chad. Greatly appreciate the time, and stay safe.
Hey, you too.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. That's WLFI meteorologist Chad Evans. Always appreciate his time. Ken and I are going to take a break. We'll come back with more Party Line on WILO.